activism, and it's a very critical part of the mission. And would you be interested in going and being a part of that? I said, oh, yes. So it gave me a chance to go back home. About every month I was up in New York on business, working with Fortisham and Company. And I guess that particular group that was doing that liaison work was called the Technical Liaison Office. And it was headed by, I guess that was Connie Dannenberg at that time. Okay, and periodically I would be talking with Connie Dannenberg and electronics and gyro mechanisms and stuff like that just were not my field, although the liaison work was pretty simple. It didn't really require a great deal of knowledge of that particular field. But Connie got a hold of me, Connie Dannenberg, and he said, would you be interested in moving over to propulsion, because you seem like you'd like to be working in that kind of field? I says, oh, yes, sir. So he said, well, we can do that. And I got moved into propulsion, and that was kind of my introduction to getting into rocket engines. And at that time, I was assigned under Leland Ballou, who headed the Propulsion Technical Liaison Office. And I was assigned to the Jupiter engine. Jupiter was the big missile at that time coming on board. And I worked the S3D rocket engine that Rocketdyne was developing as sort of an engineer capacity in the technical liaison office. I was around at the time when we were starting to think about going to the moon, starting to think about a vehicle like a Saturn I and a Saturn IB, and that it would require an engine like the S3D, but with better attributes than the S3D had. So it was a product-improved version of the S3D, and I was assigned as kind of the chief engineer for the development of the H1 engine for NASA. So I picked that role up for a while, and of course, we get about into the period where the Russians now put Sputnik up, and the President Kennedy made the announcement that we were going to go to the moon. Of course, that required a completely different type of booster and rocket. And there was a new engine completely that had to be designed in order to handle the Saturn V mission of the Apollo program. So I was kind of one of the leading candidates to maybe pick up the responsibility to be a project manager on that. All sorts of bells and whistles in here. So I was asked to follow the development of the F1 engine. At that time, the F1 engine was under the cognizance of Washington and a fellow by the name of Oscar Bessio, who was sort of the lead person in Washington, D.C., over that engine. So I was just assigned to support him and to from bringing Marshall perspective to what was going on there. However, they quickly realized that the project could not be managed out of Washington, D.C., since it had to be integrated into a vehicle or a booster called the S1C of the Saturn, and they felt like that management responsibility ought to be Marshall's. So they transferred the management of that to Marshall, and Dr. Von Braun, I guess, agreed with Connie Dannenberg and Leland Ballou that I ought to be the guy to head that particular engine development up. So I picked up the engine development responsibility probably in 1960. And I stayed with that through about 1966. I took the F1 engine development through its initial phases, through its development, and through its qualification for manned flight, and through its first couple of two or three flights. And at that time, the manager of the J2 engine program, Bud Drummond, was given an opportunity, or at least desired the opportunity, to join Leland Ballou, who was then named to head up the Skylab program. And Bud Drummond wanted to go work in that program. And concurrently with that,
the J-2 engine suffered a couple of failures in flight. Although they weren't catastrophic and they weren't well advertised, they nevertheless occurred. And on one of the missions, and I forget which one it was right now, we actually lost the J-2 engine, which was clustered as 5 in the S-2 stage. One of them didn't start up properly, and they shut down the wrong engine through some malfunction in the logic. And so the S-2 stage flew with basically only 3 J-2 engines powering it. But it still, it just burned a lot longer. It had the propellant, it burned a lot longer to get the necessary velocity to put the S-4B into orbit around the Earth. And the S-4B had a singleton J-2 engine in it. And it started up just fine and ran just fine. And then one of the things that it had to do was to shut down while the orbit of the S-4B was carefully calculated around the Earth to determine when we would reignite that engine to put it on a translunar trajectory. Well, when the time came to reignite the engine, and we were not going translunar at that time, but the test was to make sure the engine would ignite and to see if the S-4B would behave properly. So when they tried to ignite it the second time, it failed to ignite. So we did have a mission failure at that point. Well, it was in this kind of environment that I guess von Braun felt like, well, I've lost the guy who's heading that program. I want to